Okay, Year 7B Christmas Play. Mr. Phil speaking. Good morning, directors, administrators, parents, teachers, and my dear friends. My name is Conte, and my name is... We are from Year 7B. We are going to present to you our Christmas play. The title of our play is True Something. It's about a king who lost his wife and has no happiness. He is on a journey to get back his happiness. Sit back and relax and enjoy our show. Thank you. Good morning, my lovely cute students. I'm so happy to see your smiling faces, girls and boy. Haha. I am a girl, miss. A very beautiful, lovely, cute girl. Okay, I'm so sorry, sweetie. Why do we have to be sad? Yes, we all have a very good life. Lots of good food to eat. Yum, yum. Also, we have a super beautiful teacher. You all are very lucky. We are. Twins. Oh, definitely. You girls and boys were luckier than the man in the story. A story. Do you want to? Yes. Let's celebrate. Fireworks. Fireworks? Well, every time we celebrate something, we have to have fireworks. So that's why. Whatever. Are you ready for a ride to the Imagination Land? Sit back and let's go. Here we are. The narrators. Yeah. Good. What a great day for me. For me too. I don't think it is a good day from them. What's the matter? Our queen. Once upon a time, there was a kingdom called Mervais that was ruled by the king and his beloved wife, the queen. One day, the queen got sick, and before she died, she asked the king for something. Look, my love, today is a very good day. Why, my dear? Because it is the first day that I see the wind that blows the trees, the sun that is shining like a diamond, and the flowers that are blooming. Yes, this earth is so beautiful, and I know that you don't want to leave beautiful things, right? Yes, but I can't. Before I leave, please promise me that I will be the first and the last for you. I do, but don't you dare leave me. So, that is why everyone is crying. When the queen passed away, the king felt like he didn't have anything in his life. No, it sounds awful. Run for my life. No. Wow. The king changed his kindness to be selfish. He took many taxes from all the people and kept for himself to earn happiness. Many days have gone by, and the king wanted someone to be close to him, to make him happy, king again. So he went to see three witches in the cave, on the top of the mountain, and he begged for happiness. Hello, is anybody here? Only the king can come inside. The rest go away. Will it be safe? Are you sure, king? Yes, for sure, they can't harm me, so go away, foolish. What do you want? My king, I want happiness. Can you do that? Oh, definitely I can. But you have to do something in exchange. I will do anything to be happy again. That is very bad. He will do anything to be happy. Such a selfish man. What kind of task do you prefer? Divide the people in your kingdom into three types. First the rich, second the medium, and last, the poor. If he does that, I will kill him. Hey, calm down. I will. What is the seed for? Hey, how can the seed help the king, I wonder? A seed. This is useless. The next day, the seed became princess. Yes, a princess. Let's go before he wakes up. Yes. Yes, good morning, Daddy. Who are you? I am the seed. Oh, you were the seed, but now you are my little princess. Come here, my princess. Where are they going? I am having fun. Look, the princess has grown up so much. Wait, she is crying, but why? What happened, my dear? My dad won't allow me to go anywhere. Let's try it again. Okay. Daddy, can I? No. What's the matter, Mr. King? I won't let you go anywhere. I mean, never. You are... I am the king who can do everything I wish. Soldier, please. I won't let you go. I love you too much. I am sorry, my love. The king was scared that he would lose the princess, like he lost the queen. So he keeps the princess in the room. I think so. The princess will be fine. Oh, here come the fairies. Are you? Don't cry, my little princess. It will be fine. Nothing will be fine. Go ask him again then. But now tell him that you want a party for your Christmas. He loves parties. I am sure that he will allow you to have a party. Oh, okay. I will do this. Thank you so much. I want a Christmas party. Okay. I am so sorry that I shouted at you. It's okay. Thank you so much. I will make invitation cards for everyone. Only the rich can come, or your party will not happen. Okay, I am so happy. Ah, happy ending. So, thank you so much, and wish you enjoyed. Wait, are they the witches? What are they doing here? The king will never earn happiness. Where is the invitation card for the party? Give it to me. Here, my queen. Ha! The princess, let's go, my queen. Oh no, the witch has sent an invitation card for the party to a poor man. What is going to happen next? What kind of dress should I wear tomorrow? This. No, this. 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 Let the party begin. I'm sorry. It's okay. Do you want to dance? Who are you? Who invited him to this party? The poor ones are not allowed at my little princess party. I invited him here, but I am not your little princess anymore. Let me go. No, I will never let you go. Are you so happy seeing me crying all the time? Do you earn happiness from that? I love you too much to let you go. That is not the answer I wanted. I am so sorry. Thank you, Daddy. And the king released that happiness that was earned from seeing the person you love is happy. We should live in harmonious relationships. People cannot be judged by the wealth. Either you are poor or rich. It doesn't matter. You need to have humanity. The king did the right thing. You girls have to too. You promise me? Yes. 15 years have already gone by. Many of us want to do the thing we want to do, as the king said.